Hello, America. Thank you for joining the Ad Hominem Attack Show. This is Chris Paul. I'm here, as always, with Tabitha Jones.
Oh, wow.
Kyle Honhorst.
Hey!
And Jeremy Shear.
Ugh.
Oh.
You always got to be different, Jeremy. You're always trying to be different.
I can't help myself. I'm just a different boy.
He's so unique and edgy and blobbish.
He's the Bob's Big Boy with an edgy hat.
get him where it hurts. Sorry.
Yeah, right in the hat.
Right in the hat.
Everyone knows the dome of the Jew is the weak spot.
Yikes.
That's why we keep it covered up.
That's what I'm saying.
I never would have thought of that.
All right. How are you, Kyle? Would you like me to do a joke that you can explain afterwards?
Whatever.
That's it.
Well, what were you going to say? You know, please. I'm not leaving them with anything. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I do love the fact that Jeremy's cop hat's going to be irrelevant when they defund the police. You're going to have to get a new shitty hat.
call your crew, not a social worker. I know. I gotta say, I'm not completely on board with the, like, are they talking about mixing social workers in with cops? Because, like, are they gonna teach social workers how to fight?
I think they should already be teaching social workers how to fight.
Yeah,
I feel bad for crazy people and all, but I swear to God, I'll tackle Jeremy if I have to.
Like, please don't call the cops on me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't. What are they going to do?
Talk somebody down when they're having a psychotic episode, like, you know.
Yeah, just like, if the need to fight is there, I don't think the social worker is going to be the one doing it. They're just like, if someone calls and is like, hey, I'm gonna hurt myself or whatever. Like, someone help me, please. They aren't gonna shoot him in the fucking face. I think that's just basically the goal, you know, like little things like that.
Social workers, we don't just hit old people anymore.
What if I became, like, really pro-police and it was only because they were removing my option for suicide by cop?
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure you'd still have that option with the defunded police. You just have to actually walk into the station with a gun.
A little bit of effort.
They should do it the Andy Griffith way, and they should just give each cop one bullet, and it has to be in his breast pocket.
Yeah.
I support this.
They should give each cop one bullet, and it goes directly through the top of its head.
I support this even more.
You know what I was thinking is, you know how there's all those old, like, inward jokes?
No.
Explain. Well,
I was thinking that someone, and I'll never do it. You guys have met me, but I was thinking someone should co-opt those and just change the N-word to cop.
Hmm. You
know, how many cops does it take to asphalt a driveway?
I'm not losing my job over this dumb podcast.
I don't know, Chris. How many cops does it take to asphalt a driveway?
Three, if you spread them thin enough.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not here for this. I'll eventually lose my teeth too, and I just need to have that insurance so I can fix them.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I think it's a great idea to do cop jokes and replace it. I think it's the joke. It's the joke equivalent of tearing down a Confederate statue.
Anytime I try to make murder the police jokes, everybody gets mad at me, so I knocked it off.
Maybe you should. I think it would be a good time to try again.
No, because then it's the virtue signaling. It's like, no, I've always hated cops. Mm-hmm. You guys have just told me to shut up until now.
Fuck that. Virtue, calling someone a virtue signaler is just another way of saying, hey, what are you doing? Trying to be a good person?
Right.
I've seen people speak up when it's convenient. And it doesn't really, they're not really a part of what they're speaking up against. You know, in the past, I remember it.
Well, it's just, I feel like that's like its own special case, but it's just 9 times out of 10 when I hear anyone be like, oh, virtue signaling, I feel like it's just like someone just bringing up like anything about like police brutality or something. And it's like, no, like it has a meaning. Just the act of talking about it isn't virtue signaling. Like,
right.
You're overusing that term just because you think it's like not something worth talking about.
It's basically become like triggered.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, anyone having an opinion that isn't, hey, it's cool when cops kill people, is called a virtue signaler.
Right.
By the whole Lives Matter crowd.
They're going to die soon anyways.
Fingers crossed. If old age doesn't get them, the cops might.
What cops?
I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, I think half the problem is like defund the police. Everybody's like, what do you mean? You're getting rid of all the police. I'm like, no, it's not what it means, dipshit.
You're sucking
up their budget so they don't have tanks.
Yeah.
That's all. You know what I mean?
There's absolutely no reason cops should have an army tank.
Exactly.
They have them out in, what is it down here? Chagrin Falls? The Chagrin Falls SWAT department has tanks.
Yes, I'm sure they do.
There's not a criminal in that whole fucking town other than whoever's charging those prices for the subs.
Barry Perino.
Noted Italian criminal Barry Perino.
Criminal mastermind Barry Perino.
Barry DeBone wrong.
Barry DeBone is his street name.
I'll never forget that he used to sign up as Barry DeBone, or that Josh Lawhorn used to sign up as Arnthal James.
Oh my god.
God damn it. I tried to forget about that.
I'll never forget when he finally, like, he came in off a patio somewhere and was like, I just had a talk with, I can't remember who, but he's like, I'm not going to go by Orenthal James Lawhorn.
I feel like it was me.
It might have been.
I know. I yelled at him about it at a roast battle.
Yeah, I said shit to him all the time. What the fuck are you doing? It's not even what an old reference, like on top of just how ludicrous the whole thing is.
Don't tell Ryan DePerna that's an old reference.
Ryan DePerna's OJ jokes are evergreen.
If you say so.
I mean, in his defense, Juice has stayed in the news cycle pretty good for a long time.
Yeah, he resonates.
If I could trade with anybody, I mean, OJ's up there. OJ's had a hell of a run. I know. He got out. He did a little time. He's fucking Hall of Fame running back. Got to kill his wife. I mean, there's a lot of good things.
She can't stop winning.
Yeah, dude. He's a beast. But he had a pretty good run. I mean, there's a story about him where he was at his Coke dealer's house for weekends. Coke dealer was like, I need you to leave me alone. Like, I hate you. So he got him a bunch of whores, and he just went into the bedroom with the whores. And then he literally had to wheel him in a wheelchair to get him on a plane to fly to Buffalo the morning of a game, and he went out and rushed for like 225 yards. Like, OJ is a fucking man.
Jesus Christ.
He really is. I'm jealous of every part of that, but when he ran.
Yeah, the Juice, man. Hell of an athlete. I don't think everybody knows, like, our age, like, you know, knows him for not killing his wife. But
I think once you commit a double murder, you don't really get to complain about people forgetting about how good you were at football.
He was such a good football player. He didn't do it, dude. The glove doesn't fit. You must have quit.
Yeah. Fucking all that arthritis medicine. Yo, did any of you watch the People versus O.J. Simpson? You haven't watched Cuba Gooding Jr. as O.J. Simpson?
Oh, it's no, fantastic. I haven't seen it.
It's fantastic. David Schwimmer is Robert Kardashian.
Oh, man. I have seen some of that, yeah.
He's so distraught. Juice, come on.
It's not nearly as jarring as the kid from fucking The Big Bang Theory being Jeffrey Dahmer's attorney or the prosecuting attorney in the very romantic Jeffrey Dahmer movie. Or not Dahmer, Ted Bundy.
Yeah. Okay.
My buddy's in that movie. He's in that movie. He's an extra.
Are you friends with Zac Efron?
Nah, man. I wish.
Yeah.
No, my buddy made the trailer. He's a prison guard in that movie. And he's like smoking a cigarette and he throws it. I'm like, you look so unnatural smoking that cigarette. Nobody holds a cigarette like that. You fucking idiot.
He's a shitty prison guard because Ted Bundy escaped like two or three times.
It was his fault.
He actually listens to this podcast, believe it or not.
Wow.
What's up, Colin?
Thanks, Colin.
What was Zac Efron like in person?
Tell us. Right in.
He said he made eye contact with him once. That was it.
You take what you get, can get with the Efron.
If he were in character for the rest of my life, I would tell people I made eye contact with Ted Bundy once.
Once.
Even if the math doesn't work out.
You just think that you're a sexy enough lady for Ted Bundy to kill, Chris Paul.
Nah, I think he probably could have like talked me out of something like casually, like to cut it in line in front of me or something like that. Real charmer, that guy, especially as portrayed by Zac Efron.
You're not wrong there.
Well, you guys can probably all answer this. Is he an attractive man? I mean,
he's too boyish for my attractiveness scale, but you know,
not bad. Not my type.
More of
a Richard Ramirez kind of girl.
God damn it. My first girlfriend told me I looked like the Night Stalker, and I've never been able to forget that.
Oh, my God. Was this the hot Jeremy period?
No, this was not. This is like
this a legend. Serial killer Jeremy period.
This is like makeup all the time, like skirts and fucking dresses and fishnets and...
Yeah. Oh, God, I hate your guts.
That's when you weren't hot?
Oh, I was purposefully ugly. I was purposefully ugly and bad at makeup.
Oh, that's when you weren't hot.
No, now I'm convinced that you think these are the same period. This is the same era.
Me convinced? Yeah, I thought it was when Jeremy was dressing like a little slut. That's when I thought it was hot Jeremy.
I'm in total agreement. I agree with Kyle 100%.
So there's a different time?
This was like my family calls it my family calls it my beautiful phase.
Yeah. It's the period where he hired someone to walk around with a boombox behind him playing REM's Crush with eyeliner.
Damn.
Speaking of hot, did you guys see Smoke Show CJ Clem on Facebook? Jesus throwing up that shirtless pool picture? Fucking thirst trapping, dude. Thirst trapping this clip.
And that's not a bad Jesus Christ for me. Just like I was like scrolling through my phone and like it hit me like a fucking truck. I was just like, oh, okay. All right, like this is here now and it's happening.
He looks like he could be in the JCPenney catalog in the summer edition.
Are we talking about Chris Clem?
Yeah, Buff Clem.
He came out of this quarantine ready to fuck.
I was gonna say ready like, to God. Fight.
No, he's fucking out there, dude, throwing up the fucking pose.
I was like, goddamn, Chris. That was a delayed laugh for me because I thought Kyle was gonna say shit up after he said
fuck. I was, and then I realized I could just stop because he does look like he's ready to fuck.
My fuck.
You know, I bet that Spider-Man costume fits fucking super sexy right now.
Probably. Yep. Bursting out of that thing. Yo, Chris Clem got on TikTok with that thing. I'm telling you. He'd be fucking blowing up. Take my advice, Chris. Take my goddamn advice. I know it's good for you. Get a TikTok. Put the Spider-Man suit on. It's
jump on TikTok or OnlyFans and start shooting spider webs around.
Yes. Throw those ropes. Fuck TikTok, OnlyFans, Chris. Pull up the thing a little bit, show them abs off with the Spidey mask on. Hell yeah.
We are now Chris Clem's managers.
Yeah. $3 safe for work membership, $8 not safe for work.
It's good prices.
Chris Clem comes on a tarantula and creates a new supervillain. So all you have to do is come on spiders and people pay a lot of money for that.
That's all you gotta do.
Look out. Here comes the Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Spider-Clem. Even if you're straight, you'd fuck him.
Yeah, dude, he looks great. I thought it was a high school picture at first, and he's like, no, this is 2 weeks ago. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he is a lot skinnier in high school. He didn't have them guns.
Oh, man.
So So now that everybody's hard, what do you want to talk about?
Man, that's been a goddamn nightmare for me lately.
Oh. What, getting hard?
The goddamn medicine that makes me horny for no reason.
Oh, man, that would be tough on Nick Urich.
Yeah, occasionally I'll just I'll wait till he leaves his door open a little bit, and I'll creep in and rub my dick against his butt cheeks while he's asleep.
Jeremy, could you stop that? I'm trying to get a solid 8 hours of sleep. You see, when I used to slumber in West Virginia, it was easy for me to get a solid 8 hours plus. Oh, I remember the night. You're still just, like, rubbing your dick. Yeah, he doesn't, like, make any move to stop you.
The saying is not early to bed, early to rise makes Jeremy hard.
Can you think you haven't sit on my lap anymore?
Oh, shit. You'd think getting a dick rubbed on his back while he's sleeping in the middle of the night would make him feel more like he was home in West Virginia.
Damn.
Yeah, just tell him to call you Uncle Jer.
Uncle Jer. Yeah, that might work. Not for me, but maybe for him.
Virginia. What even is in West Virginia? Just some hills, right?
Mountain mamas.
Mountain mamas? Oh, yeah.
The wonderful lights.
Yeah. West Virginia is a fucking cool state, man. I don't even care. Did Alaska get coronavirus? They got beautiful. I mean, it's beautiful down there. If you like nature and shit. I go whitewater rafting down there. That's fucking blast.
Shithole. It's a goddamn shithole.
Well, where do you want to be? Seattle? Like, what's not a shithole? Everywhere's a shithole. I mean, if you really want to be fucking frank about it, where is not a shithole?
You're right. This whole country is beautiful in any place where there's not more than 5 or 10 people in any given area. It's the humans that
are beautiful. Yeah, I'm a cop half full guy.
A cup of jism, half a cup full of jism after the Clem thirst trap.
Man, I wish I could come a half cup full of cum.
Why?
Well, it'd be, I don't know. It'd be, look at all this cum. I don't know. It'd be, maybe I could call Guinness Book of World Records if I could cum 8 ounces. I mean, that's a lot, isn't it? What's the world record for coming? Tabitha, are you on a computer?
Don't explain, Kyle. Jeremy and Tabitha both know they appreciate volume.
Record for coming.
Now, I just know there are going to be about 5 videos that claim that they're going to have the world squirt record, and they're wrong.
Oh, right. It's way more than 5.
Well, yeah, duh. Guy comes a ton, a literal ton.
No, my favorite that's come up so far is just drinking 157 cum shots for the world record.
That's pretty gross.
It makes it sound like it's an event at like a county fair.
It's like the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Ew, what if it took place right after? Hot.com. Yuck.
Do you guys think that that means that the world record is already 156? Or it's like 130, but they're like just going over for good measure.
They gotta be going over for good measure. That seems like it.
Really impressive.
It feels like if there's not already a world record, then they're just like 2 could be the world record technically if you just register it.
Oh, I've seen video proof. It's way more than 2.
Well, I'm, you're absolutely right. I've seen the world record broken up, broken live, if that's the case.
Your name would be in the Guinness Book of World Records, Chris.
As far as registering anything. I don't know what the stipulations are either. Like, is it 157 at, like, in a row? Like, oh, the clerks, like the clerk's line?
You know what the worst part would be is having to be the guy from Guinness Book of World Records that has to just come and stand in the corner with a clipboard and make sure that he comes successfully landed on the face.
The Guinness
Cup? Nope, that didn't count. That didn't count.
Oh, number 143 missed. So
start over.
Yeah, you gotta start over. And then he's gotta like probably make a notation if people are getting back in line. Like it has to be 157 different people too.
They would probably just say no, I'm assuming, but...
Look, a lot of people want to be a part of history.
That's a good one. That's a good one to be.
You think about it, you know, you have to, when you're getting this record together, you have to think of diversity. So it's an important...
Does this world record pass the Bechdel test?
Two women talking about not cum.
Your virtue signaling again. Yeah, it's two of the people in line have to be talking about sports.
Probably.
What soccer. What else are you going to talk about?
Oh man, I hope it's my turn soon. It's really hard for me to keep a boner right now. Please don't make eye contact with me while I'm trying to keep this up.
I don't think anyone in that line would mind. They go out on a limb and say they're not all there's no social anxiety in that line.
If you're trying to break the world, go ahead.
Yeah, I think like Kyle was about to say, if you're breaking the world record, you're bringing in outside help, non-professionals here. They're going to be a little weird.
Yeah, it would be rough.
Yeah, a lot of.
So, Chris, do you want to be famous?
No.
All right, damn. I'm
not trying to break records. I'm just here for a good time. I don't need the trophy.
Yeah, well, that was my attempt to get you to win the world records for longest bukkake, and you're not interested, so.
Yeah, that's a young man's game. Yeah.
Those days are gone.
How much ecstasy would it take to have 157 guys think Chris is attractive?
A lot. There's probably not enough.
It's for the love of the game, though. I mean, you tell them they're going to be part of history.
That's true. We can all see constantly how much people like to be part of history. Do you guys ever think about... Maybe this might be too much of a bummer. Do you ever think about how, like, in 50 years, they're going to, like, this whole time period that we're living through is just going to be, like, a half a chapter?
I think the chapter is going to be a little bit longer for this. Maybe not.
because I'm trying to remember, like the Spanish flu of the, like, that wasn't covered all that much. I like it's in his, in the books, but it's not like, you know, like any special area.
Well, they're gonna have to fill all that room from them removing the Confederacy. We're changing history. Yeah. This is what fascists do.
Yeah, fascists take down statues of losers.
I got into a fucking argument on Facebook because some guy quoted Alan Dershowitz and said that, you know, taking down the Confederate statues is what Stalin did. And I'm just like, are you really going to base your fucking points around a guy who was flying around with Epstein on his pedophile island and fucking getting him and Trump off? Like, is that's the guy that you went to fucking voice your fucking movement? You fucking idiot.
The source is stupid, and so is the statement. What did Stalin?
Because Stalin removed statues to remove history, and that's what he was saying. That's what Alan Dershowitz said. And I was like, yeah, this is going to be the guy that you face your fucking argument on.
You know what else Stalin did? He took shits. Does that mean that anybody that takes shits is just like Stalin?
Yeah, it does. You shit, still Chris? You damn fucking bitch. Chris.
We stopped doing that when we figured out Stalin did that.
What? I've been shitting like a dictator this whole time.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Just taking big fascism shits.
The worst kind.
No bowel movements, no violence.
I like how they always point out that the Nazis were socialists. Like their fucking opinion on money had anything to do with murdering 6 million people.
Yeah, it wasn't just them. It was the Russians did it too. They were better at hiding it.
Yeah. They also had the more the optics of the Nazi uniform and shit were more. It was more memorable.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'll only be a couple pages in the history books. We don't know when it's going to end either. You know, I mean,
that's true. Maybe things play out to where there are no history books.
Yeah, right. History's done.
The history books are the art of the deal. Yikes! I didn't know that. Trump, like, even back in the 70s, like, the Nixon administration sued him for racism. It was pretty hardcore when Nixon is like, oh, this guy is doing some shady shit. Gotta keep an eye on this real estate boy.
I mean, all in all, his career is pretty impressive. I'm not saying I agree with anything that he's done, but man, what a fucking run. What a run this guy's had. From fucking, like, rich kid to fucking world dictator. It's quite the impressive rise to power. It sucks,
Would you call it inspiring?
No. I'm not inspired by anything. I watch sports all the time. You think I'd do a sit-up? No. Other people don't inspire me.
There's no... For a dude like Trump, there is no other motivation behind buying Miss Teen USA other than trying to fuck teens, right?
No, yeah, you're 100% correct.
There's no reason to do that for him other than that.
I can't think of one.
Yeah.
Unless he really cares about beauty pageants.
Yeah, he owns a few of them. Like, still does. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, yeah, even with all the shit going on. They said that his ex-wife used to go around with, like, Ghislaine Maxwell and pick out girls for him. Like, so they've, like, were way into this, but it's all fucking crazy. I don't know. Sometimes I think all this shit happened just to cover up the giant pedophile ring that is getting exposed, but then I'm like, no, this stuff's all real.
Right.
No, I think the giant pedophile ring is like fourth or fifth down on the list of awful things that they have going on. Like, it's just one of the things they do. These rich folks. I bet they have another island where they just eat babies.
Hell yeah! Well, that's awesome. Like, that's something I can get behind.
Veal Island.
Yeah, I don't care if you eat the babies, just don't fuck them.
Yeah, boil it alive and watch its skin peel off of his face. The space meats are the most tenderest meats. But if you fuck that baby...
That's why they're so against abortion. You're cutting them off from things they could eat or fuck.
We're virtue signaling again.
Yes.
We're virtue signaling again. Oh no. However will we recover from this?
I've lost all my credibility with the right kind of fans.
It's the ultimate crime, virtue signaling.
Hey guys, I think it's wrong to eat or fuck babies.
Stop it, you fucking virtue signaler. You pathetic fucking ignorant bitch. I can't believe you virtue signal like this. What the fuck is wrong with you?
You're right. I only said that because I want to fuck feminists. I form all my opinions around how likely it is I can fuck a girl with armpit hair. Jesus Christ.
There's a lot of armpit hair out there right now. I can smell it, and it makes it... Yeah.
I don't hate it one way or the other.
I don't hate it at all. But it's...
Those pills, Jeremy, are making you horny.
I didn't realize what just happened there until Kyle pointed it out.
It fucking sucks. I hate it. Jeremy, I want to be SpongeBob SquarePants and just, like, not have to deal with any of this. But, nope. It'd be like if SpongeBob just started leaking cum out of him.
Why don't you get one of those, like, dick lobotomies?
I mean, I already had enough surgery on my dick, so I'm good.
Like, go eunuch. Like, Game of Thrones eunuch.
I thought about it, but I really like having balls.
For what?
Because of the sound that they make when they slap against my leg accidentally makes me giggle.
They're fun to scratch. I like scratching balls.
They are fun to scratch.
It's not the worst.
Well, you don't like having balls, Chris? I mean, it's okay. You can do whatever you want, but...
No, I don't mind them. I'm just not... This is not the first thing that I would think of if someone approached me with being a eunuch.
Well, you know, it's something I considered, but, you know, the no balls thing is a deal breaker.
What about temporary chemical castration?
See, I don't know if there is like a long-term effect study of that stuff. That kind of makes me nervous. Mm. Shot up with a bunch of chemicals. I'm already shot up with a bunch of chemicals, and this is happening. Now you pile that on top of it. What's going to happen next?
carry around a picture of the president and just look at it when you feel the urge rise.
See, that's the
if it gets that easy, you got a real problem.
If it was that easy, I've tried like looking at myself in the mirror, going, "Ugh,
that's the funniest thing you've ever said."
But all you can see is hot Jeremy.
I've never made myself horny.
Patrick, American Psycho. What's his name in that? Patrick Bateman?
Yep.
Yeah.
Feed me a kitty.
All right, Chris, your time limit that you asked for. This is your warning.
I think we started after. We're good.
All right.
That being said, what else is going on, y'all? Who's still quarantined? How much have y'all been getting out?
Been out here and there.
Are you working yet?
No. My store is not even open again. So we don't know when. Like, we were supposed to open like 2.5 weeks ago. They just keep pushing it back. Mm. And even after they bring back like the first like wave, it's just going to be my manager. So I have to wait until they do like at least 2 weeks of that to even like think about coming back.
I'm working. I'm always out. Not always out. I try to stay at home, but I'm doing stuff. I went to the Funny Stop last weekend. But I try to stay in small groups. I'll probably have coronavirus in 2 weeks, and then, you know.
Yep.
We'll know.
I'm convinced that I've already had it, and I just lucky enough that I didn't get sick.
I feel the same way, but
same.
A lot of people around me have had it that I'm very close with, like my number one employee and my wife. They both like had all the symptoms, and it didn't get little fatty Kyle. So thank God. But
no, unfortunately, the only comic it took has been David Horning, and it didn't kill him.
And a couple other people got it. Harrison Poole got it.
That's right. Harrison Poole got it.
Yeah. I think Ray Roberts might have had it. I don't remember. Don't quote me on that.
Woo woo.
That's Ray Highclack, the Juggalo.
No, I mean,
I was woo wooting Ray Roberts getting it. I hope they're out of ventilators.
I think if you put Ray Highclack and Ray Roberts next to each other, very few people could tell the difference.
That's fair.
It's just one of them's wearing a wrestling shirt. That's the only difference.
I was going to say, the one of them is wrestling themed. I'm thinking about going down to the Funny Stop. I got wheels now.
Not me.
Not I.
No, the next trip I'm making to Akron is to go see Sean Boyd. And that was supposed to be Saturday, but it got screwed up. So
go down to the Funny Stop and get the Lebanese Corona.
You gonna go see Bill? Is that your plan? Yeah, hey, Bill, remember me? I'm Chris Paw. You said I was funny once.
Which Bill are we talking about?
Squire.
Oh. No, I'm not gonna go.
Is he there this weekend?
I think so.
No, I have no idea who's there.
I think it's Bill this weekend, and then
All I know is July 4th weekend, they got Tyler Ross headlining. So the thought occurred to me that maybe I should go see that because I kind of want to see Tyler do 45 minutes, but I just don't want to risk being in a enclosed space with that many people.
That makes me feel like I could headline a weekend.
I mean, maybe.
I would like to. I don't even want to get paid. I want to get paid in coronavirus.
It's a cough in the mouth.
Yeah. You want to do this bit where I spit on everyone?
It's a good
bit. I don't know. I haven't. It hasn't impeded me. It hasn't. I've just been going, doing shit. I went to the, even like the junkyard has like a, you know, I don't know, social distance lines and shit. Wear a mask, use a lot of hand sanitizer. That, and you know, like the president said it would go away when it got warm, so.
He came out and said a bunch of dumb shit today. I haven't had a chance to read it, so I don't want to quote it, but it was something like, we can quit testing now, I think, is what I saw.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Sounds legit.
God damn it.
I just wish there was some kind of centralized thing that was, you know, telling us accurate information, because I don't know what to believe.
Right.
That's why the president wears a rug on his head to sweep shit under it.
Damn. Fucking got him.
The fucking bird.
Oh, yeah, you got him.
When he hears this podcast, he's going to resign. He's going to be like, fuck, that dude got me on that rug line.
He roasted me. Damn, they really got me.
You know, everybody thought I had real hair before that.
This singular man.
Would you guys describe his hair as a tuft?
A tuft?
I think it's, yes, he has tufts of hair.
Yeah.
Just several tufts.
Oof. I try not to think about it too much. You know, his floppy hair and the orange is like his mustache for Hitler. You know, it's his calling card. He had to have it.
Really is. It is his version of the Hitler mustache. This is a very good point.
Do you think people in like 20 years will stop getting fucking orange spray tans because of Trump? Much like that mustache is out of there.
Yeah, it'll change the lives of a lot of 40-something single moms.
Man.
When you get an orange spray tan, it's because the clock is ticking. All right, thanks. Guess could at least breathe heavy or something.
Oh, I am. I'm breathing.
I'm
heavy.
Always
don't worry.
Breathing heavy.
Nuclear ass skin.
Wait till you listen puffing. Back. You're just gonna hear us breathe. You're gonna say that, and you're just gonna hear.
You're right. I forgot the crowd I was in.
We can't all get on an elevator together. Like, come on.
You would win in a race, Chris.
That's fucking grim.
I know it is.
As I light a cigarette. Anything else going on? Jamie, are you still just out for corned beef once in a while?
Pretty much. I go to the store to get my teas and my cigarettes, go get my meds, pick up food, and that's it.
I got to tell you something, Jeremy. This was a pandemic, and it was all just to keep you from going out in public.
I mean,
the world conspired.
It's you didn't have to try this hard. Like,
it's the opposite of the Truman Show. It's we all just wanted to stop looking at you as a world.
I mean, I don't blame you. I don't like looking at me.
They said, we're going to give Jeremy a new med that's going to make him very horny. Let's shut down the world.
We can't have him out in public like this.
I mean, you can't.
I mean, for the rest of us, thank God that hot Jeremy, beautiful Jeremy. Did you said that's what your family calls it?
Yeah, your my beautiful face.
Beautiful yeah. Jeremy.
Thank God those two phases don't overlap with horny Jeremy face.
Yeah, no shit.
If that Venn diagram were a circle, we'd all want to kill ourselves.
Oh, God. No. I would not want to feel like this in high school. That would be terrible.
It's worse than high school.
Yes, it's worse than high school. It's worse than high school.
What kind of meds are these?
You've been
sounding like meds I would take on purpose.
It didn't have the same effect on you.
No, it was the opposite.
Yeah.
You limp dick bitch.
You limp dick bitch. Fucking General Taffy over here.
Well, it's embarrassing because now I have to clarify. It wasn't that. It was just take forever.
No, I'm firing these off like fucking shotgun shells.
Jeremy's like, just fucking try to stop me. Goddamn dare you.
Goddamn cat's hair's all matted.
So, go visit the GoFundMe that we've just put up to get Jeremy a fleshlight so that we don't have to deal with a broken heart in 6 months.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Yeah.
I don't have the best track record.
Yeah, me neither. What are you going to do? Quit being toxic?
Quit being toxic. Never. I'm the most toxic.
There should be a fucking hazmat symbol on your door at this point if it's that bad.
Yeah. Nick's already started walking around in hazmat suit around the house.
Horny Jeremy should be a trauma film. You're already a garbage pail kid.
Get a hold of Lloyd Kaufman and get it done.
I years ago on MySpace, I had a couple of conversations with him.
He's a really good converser. I got to interview him with Chris Klemm.
And I do know the guy, I think it's a trauma film, Night of the Raccoon or something like that. Travis Irvine made it. I forget the name of it.
Oh, yeah, that I've heard of this. What was it? Something about the killer raccoon?
Yeah, Night of the Killer Raccoons, maybe. And I think there was a sequel, or there's was gonna be one. So, let's get that script together. There's an avenue to get it in front of him.
Yeah.
What if they remade Toxic Avenger and it was just people that went around killing exes?
I'd get a fucking medal for doing that. At the very least, my son would be very happy with me.
Ooh, shots fired. Yeah, and we're not talking about the shotgun blasts.
No. Yeah, I wish I could go see him, but like he's a grocery store worker, so it's like he's the most exposed.
It's the first time that you've ever avoided people to not catch something. This is
yeah. Yeah, it probably is.
Well, hey guys, we committed to doing this podcast every week and we're doing it.
we're doing it. Proud of us.
Just so I follow through with this, we're going to talk to Alex DeCorville soon and have him teach us the lyrics to The End of the World as We Know It.
Is that going to happen if we reached out?
We haven't, but I will.
Awesome, dude. I think you'd be a great guest.
Yeah.
I have questions for him, so.
Yeah, you too.
I'm telling you, Pinheads is better than you think.
Pinheads fucking rocks, dude.
I want to be in season 3. That's why we're doing it. It's all just an effort to get me into season 3 of Pinheads.
We should get the whole crew in there. He should get on a podcast. We should pimp the show.
Yeah, honestly, it's a good show.
Ooh, we should pitch him an episode about going on our podcast.
Maybe.
Call it Curb Your the fuck off. Well, I suppose that'll do, pigs.